something they weren't supposed to. House Committee on Judiciary come to order. Today is February 5th, 2015. Open a public hearing and a possible work session on House Bill 2372. Jeff, you want to give us a brief rundown, please?
Chair Barker, members of the committee, House Bill 2372 amends ORS 813131 to require certification by the Department of Safety Standards and Training rather than the Board on Public Safety Standards and Training before a police officer may request a urine test of a person arrested for driving under the influence of intoxicants. It declares an emergency and is ready to move today.
Hey, thank you. Cheryl? Remember to identify yourself for the record, please.
Thank you, Chair Barker, members of the committee. My name is Cheryl Heemstra. I'm an Assistant Attorney General at the Oregon Department of Justice, here today on House Bill 2372. Basically, this came to our attention. A trial court judge recently set aside an order in an implied consent Dewey case on the grounds that the statute required an officer to be certified by a non-existent agency. The current statute says board when it should say department. So that is the earth-shattering change we are making here. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions on this one? It's pretty simple. Thank you very much. Close the public hearing. Open a work session on House Bill 2372.
Well, Mr. Chair, I move that, House Bill 2372 moved to the House floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Olson moves House Bill 2372 to the floor with a due pass. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections? Hearing none, so ordered.
Absolutely.
Representative Olson will be the carrier. Thank you. Open a public hearing on House Bill 2380.
Chair Barker, members of the committee, House Bill 2380 comes to us at the request of the Attorney General's office. It allows the court in a post-conviction relief proceeding upon joint motion of the parties to vacate a judgment and order and remand the proceeding to circuit court to reconsider the judgment or order. It gives jurisdiction to the circuit court to enter a revised judgment upon order or order upon remand, and it's ready to move today.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Chair Barker. Again, for the record, Cheryl Heemstra, Assistant Attorney General, the Department of Justice, here on 2380. Basically, the Department of Justice does a number of appeals, and three of them are criminal appeals, juvenile appeals, and post-conviction relief appeals. In both criminal and the juvenile appeals, there is a mechanism for which both parties can say to the appellate judge, we agree here, we'd like to file a joint motion to remand. We recently had an order from the Court of Appeals saying that that mechanism isn't available for post-conviction relief cases, and that's what this fix is for. Thank you.
Thank you. Questions? Man, we're going to be record time today.
I know.
Close the public hearing. Open a work session on House Bill 2380.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 2380 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Williamson moves House Bill 2380 to the floor with a due pass. Is there any discussion? I was going to say further, but there wasn't any. Are there any objections? Hearing none, so ordered.
I'll carry it.
Representative Williamson will be the carrier. Is there any further business? Thank you.
Wow.
Amazing.